Dodgers and Mets at Citi Field. This game started off with a bang for the home team after Michael Conforto blasted one to give the Mets a 1-0 lead. Wilmer Flores stepped up to the plate against Rich Hill.
Fastball hit high in the air to center. It's deep. Back goes Peterson. Onto the track in front of the fence. He jumps. Gone! Home run! Wilmer Flores hit it into the M&M suite seats. Ricocheted right back out onto the field. Flores with his 12th home run, his fifth against lefties this year. And so solo homers in the first inning by Conforto and Flores have given the Mets a 2-0 lead over the Dodgers, and at least in a very small window, a taste of the Dodgers' own medicine as administered against the Mets this year. The 1-0 to Granderson, hit deep to right center. This ball's got a chance. Puig is back at the wall. Gone! Home run! He hit it into the Dodger bullpen in right field. The third solo home run in this inning by the New York Mets against Rich Hill. For Granderson, it's his 15th of the year, his second against Hill. And here in the first inning, the Mets playing long ball have a 3-0 lead. 2-0 to Bellinger, hit high in the air to deep right center. Back goes Granderson with Conforto at the wall, and it's gone. Cody Bellinger ties the game with his 31st homer of the year, just over the wall beyond the 380 mark in front of the Dodger bullpen in right center field. Bellinger's 31st homer. He's now got 73 runs batted in. And just like that, here in the sixth inning, third time through for Lugo, the Dodgers have tied the game 3-3.
Puig zaps one deep to left field. Cespedes back, turns, looks, and it skims the top of the wall, rolls back. Cespedes is not chasing it, and Puig isn't running. I guess this is a home run, I suppose, although I haven't seen anybody twirl a finger yet.
Well, I think it hit the iron gate above the orange line.
Cespedes is
obviously sure of that, but, yeah, it would have been nice if he tried to sell it, however temporarily.
Those guys, the fellow countrymen, they do not like each other very much, Puig and Cespedes. Cespedes never did go after it, and we'll get our first look at the replay.
Payoff pitch lined in the air to deep right. Forget it. This one is long gone into the upper deck, the Coca-Cola corner in right field. Corey Seager has hit the fifth Dodger home run of this game. It extends the Dodgers' lead to 7-3. It is the second time this year that they have hit five home runs in a game against the Mets.
Dodgers win 7-4, your final. It's LA's 43rd victory in their last 50 games, becoming the first team to post a 43-7 stretch since the 1912 Giants. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the loss.
It's tough, and you saw it today. I mean, Seth was pitching great, and, third time through, he got some balls up, and they did some damage. So you got to, this is why it's tough, and that's why I said before the game, you got to continue to grind it out and continue to change speeds and work, make your pitches. But you got to keep the ball out of the middle of the plate.
Until that point, is that what you had wanted to see out of Seth in terms of his secondary stuff being tighter?
He pitched great. I mean, used his breaking ball, used his changeup very effectively, pitched inside. I mean, he did all the things you want him to do. After Grandal hit the double and then Taylor hit the home run, all of a sudden you just saw the ball start coming up in the zone. That's why they got the record they do. But we didn't give them any help. I mean, three in the first and two hits going into the ninth after that. So, that's not – we got to do better than that.
Zach.
Look at today's game. You probably couldn't ask for a better start. You get three home runs in the first. Your pitcher's got a no hitter. Two outs in the fifth. Then you look up and it's 7-3. How demoralizing is that?
It's frustrating, Zach. It's frustrating. I get a start like that, and get off to a start like that. I mean, both things worked in our favor, but that's too good a team. You're not gonna it's tough to hold them down, and so you that's why you got to add on. People, you look up, and just as they did, here they are, they got a two-run lead, and they just kept adding on runs. And that's tough to catch up. And, so you go into the, in the sixth or seventh inning, okay, we're down a run, but we're still there, and then all of a sudden you just can't stop it. And that's, that's very important, and we have not been able to do that. So, yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
The back left. Terry, on a slightly positive note, Grandison hits a home run, made a great play to his left, diving for a ball in right field, later steals a base. This happens on a day where it's reported that he clears waivers. What does that tell you about the kind of play that Grandison is?
Well, Curtis Granderson has been nothing but a professional since the day we've signed him. I'm sure he was this way in Detroit and this way in New York with the Yankees. But, you know, he's a professional. He never says boo about not playing. You know, he just shows up and gets himself ready to play. And today was another example of what he can do. You know what? He got ready to play. He's facing a lefty. Doesn't faze him. You know, the other day, two walks today, too. So he's on base three times today and makes a good catch, made a great catch late in the game off Justin Turner's. And, you know, he just comes and plays. And it's nice to have him around here.
Seth Lugo lasted 5 2/3, striking out five, allowing three runs off four hits. Here's Lugo reacting to his performance.
Most lineups, there's a couple guys in there that you can, you know, walk intentionally walk guy or something to get to an easy out. They don't have any easy outs. Yeah. Every one of them, you got to bear down and make pitches. If you don't, I'll show you what happens when you make mistakes.
Overall, did you feel like you had your stuff working pretty well tonight, especially the secondary stuff and the curveball, which I know you weren't as thrilled with the last couple of starts?
Yeah, I thought everything was working pretty well. Felt like all my pitches were in the area where I was trying to throw it. Wasn't leaving too many pitches over the plate. A couple of bad sliders there in the last inning. I thought they were same pitch. I thought they were pretty similar location. And, you know, that's what happens against a good lineup like that.
The Mets look to avoid the sweep on Sunday with Steven Matz on the mound.